and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our very special guest and dear friend, Pastor Carl Gallups. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue, and welcome back to the Carl Gallup Show. Our very special guest today, one of the foremost authorities on everything.
You know, hey, would you call my wife and tell her that?
I'll be glad to.
Jim Baker says.
Hey, so much is happening. We're going to be spending some time in the news today. And Carl Gallups has a brand new book.
The Yeshua Protocol.
That's the Hebrew word for
Yeshua.
Jesus. Yeshua.
I know that.
Yeshua. Yeah, you know that. I've heard you say it correctly so many times.
Yeah. As you get older, you can kind of slur things a little bit.
I
love this part, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation.
That's right. Right now.
And we're going to get into that book today. And if you haven't ordered it, I hope you'll do so before today's show is through. We got astonishing news. I've got breaking news right here. Just came. If it was a wire, we don't use wire anymore, but this just came off the printing press. Breaking news. And so I'm going to be sharing all of that today. And one of the things you hand me that book there, honey? The Brain Zone.
Yes.
This book is, I think it should be number one next month, if it's not already. It is
the best
book ever written, I believe. This is Jim Baker's opinion about the brain.
It's to help reverse memory loss and reduce your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's.
I want you to love your brain. Do you love your brain? Raise your hand if you love your brain.
Yeah, you should.
Thank you, Jesus.
Part of you do, part of you don't. The battle sometimes is in the mind, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
But the Brain Zone, Dr. Don Colbert, says healthy brain zone. He says we can reverse memory loss. As we get older, we all have a little memory loss. Have you ever walked into a room and said, why did I come in here? I know I came for something
Absolutely.
And I can't remember.
I think everybody
Anybody
has.
Have that happen?
I think we all have.
Oh, almost everybody.
Never happened to me, but I have been known to lie a few times. Yes, I've been there, brother.
It says, reverse your memory loss and reduce your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. This is one of the most important books that we'll have to read.
Right.
And if, you know, hospitals may close at some point if the grid goes down and all the things that the enemy wants to do to us. You know, if you're in Ukraine right now, you probably have a hard time finding a hospital because they're bombing them. But we need to be healthy. We need to stay healthy. And so I'm asking you to read this book, The Healthy Brain Zone by Dr. Don Colbert. I believe it's his best works. He's actually going to come back on the show in a week or two.
Yes, he is.
And he and Mary will be here. And
you don't want to miss it.
He's my doctor.
Yes.
Lori's doctor.
Yes.
And he's spirit-filled.
He's a good guy.
He went to Oral Roberts Medical School. Did you know that?
I think I do remember that, yeah.
But the thing is, he has studied throughout
and
he's
all never
the world.
Stopped studying.
He never does. And we know him personally very, very well. But also, we really do. He is the doctor that we go annual.
Yes.
It's once a year. We just came back. Yeah. Mondo was with us.
Listen, but here's the thing. This is everything you need to know.
Yeah.
And a lot you don't even want to know about Alzheimer's and dementia.
But listen, one of the things about Dr. Don and being around him, when we went out to eat, he was very how do I put this? Not even discipline. He was urging himself to understand that food, the type of food that we eat, we consume, changes your life for the best, or it can go down, you know, in a spiral where you can't come back. But Dr. Don is so serious about sugar. I've never seen anybody be so serious about sugar when they say, oh, you guys want dessert? No.
No, because he taught us that when we look at the desserts, that also, and it's in my brain now. So now the way I look at, when I see a dessert, I see, you know, beautiful cakes and all that. Even in the back, I saw donuts somebody had. I said, I see diabetes, I see heart disease, well, I see death. And that's what Don, Dr. Colbert's taught
when we go out to eat with him.
Oh, yes.
He is so strict. And I let him pick my menu, what I'm going
not
to
always,
eat.
Jim, not always. I just say I'll have what the doctor's having.
Wait a minute. I'm a pastor. Let me do some counseling.
We need it.
I'm like, yes. Honey.
You tell her.
So how does that make you feel?
Yeah. Oh, you're supposed to say that's right.
Well, I can't lie, honestly, Jim. I'm not a good liar.
It's not lying when it's about your husband.
Yeah, well. But the thing is, seriously, though, I just always go, I'll have what he's having, because I know he picks
okay,
wisely.
We got a lot to do on the show,
so
I better stop.
Also,
but I want everybody to get the book and the product. I'm sure my wife didn't even want me to say this.
Oh boy.
Mondo and I.
But wait, I got the controls
here. Lori and I had our annual physicals, and we had our blood work done. I gave so much blood, I was wondering I didn't pass out. I mean, vials and vials and vials and vials. We had everything tested. Everything you can test to test in the blood. And we had our blood tested to find out if we had the gene that causes Alzheimer's. Dr. Don Colbert has that gene. And so he's fighting it. Sometimes I wonder, you know, he helped his mother who was dead almost. And the new things that he's developing for everybody, he gave it to his mother, and his mother's alive and well now, right now, great. Unbelievable.
But his father passed away from Alzheimer's. My grandfather passed away from Alzheimer's. Back in those days, they called it hardening of the arteries.
Gene is APOE4 gene. Now, the only way you can know if you have the gene is a blood test. And you have to ask for it because they don't do it all the time. And Lori and I found out in the last few hours that we both have the Alzheimer's gene. But it doesn't worry me that I have the gene.
Because it's reversible.
I was getting a little, you know, don't remember as good as I used to. So, you don't know what you got and what you don't have. But this book says, let me read what Don writes on the back. Don't accept the status quo or the age-related normal or the genetics you may have inherited. He says, there are things you can do today and every day to change your brain health now and in the future. And we've been on doing this for about 3 weeks now. And I'll tell you what, sugar is your biggest enemy.
That's right.
You sugar lovers.
Number one.
And don't hate me. I'm trying to keep you alive.
Yes.
Soft drinks have been killing us. And they're full of sugar. And the artificial sugars can hurt you, too. It's got poison in a lot of them.
Even natural sugars. You have to be wise.
If you want to fight it, and you want to make sure you stay brain healthy, I want you to read this book. I want you to get it today if you haven't gotten it. Thousands of you have ordered it. Mm-hmm. I want you to call me right now or go to my website, actually. Go to jimbakershow.com. You go right to Dr. Don's office, and they'll ship it right from his office.
Yes, that's right, Dad. And we are now, we have also actually partnered with Divine Health recently to now accept orders through our call center, which is our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. So you can now place your orders through the toll-free number or the website, jimbakershow.com. If you want to order the book today, the Healthy Brain Zone book, that's for an offer of $27. Or when you go to the website, you can also order the supplements that are now available as well. And we have multiple packages there that you can order from and see all the information to see which package will fit you best. And that's available at jimbakershow.com by clicking on the Divine Health Affiliate Program, or you can call 1-888-988-1588 to place your order today.
And remember to use the promo
code BRAIN. That's right, yes.
BRAIN.
Yes, use the promo code BRAIN. You'll receive 10% off your entire order. And also now, for many of you who've been trying the product, we do also have our monthly offers are available too. So you just have to go there to the website, jimbakershow.com, and click on that monthly auto shipment. It'll come to your home every single month.
I'm planning to take it every day.
Yes.
Well, you have to.
As long
yes.
as I live.
Doctor,
because I want to do everything. You know, faith without works is what?
Dead.
Amen.
So do something. Don't just sit there. Do something.
Yes.
And we can see miracles. And here's a man, a spirit-filled doctor, mm-hmm. who has discovered ingredients that can change from Alzheimer's, you know, going on. You can be downhill
dementia,
towards it. Use, he says it takes years.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it for years and not even know it.
Right.
So, why does I as a preacher do this? Because I want people to be well.
Yes,
I believe God is the creator. I believe he's creative.
Yes.
I believe he gives creativeness to people like Dr. Don Colbert. And I'm thankful.
Amen.
Dr. Don Colbert has given me medicines, I will call them, that you don't find in a store. You don't find, I mean, I couldn't find them. Other doctors don't tell me. And I was supposed to be on dialysis right now. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to be on it a year ago. And he gave me
the supplements.
Supplement stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went to my doctor a few weeks ago.
The nephrologist, yes.
And he said, you don't ever have to go on dialysis. Mm-hmm. I don't
Amen.
Think.
Praise God.
That's wonderful.
And that was fearful to me.
Right.
You get old and you start falling apart, you feel like sometimes, don't you? Don't you feel like you fall apart? What am I? I'm just, my parts are breaking on me. What's going on?
Well, but there's things that you, it's also what you eat. It's also what you put in. And just and that's why he's so brilliant. And they'll be here. We'll talk about it when they're here with us in a few days.
Yes.
Actually.
I want you to order the book and the product if you want to do something.
Yeah.
Read the book and find out. I've sent out more books in the Christian world than probably anybody in history over the years. Millions and millions and millions and millions of books. But today is the most important time to read.
And the reason why we have to be healthy in these last days that we're talking about right now with Jim and with Pastor Carl is because we need to be strong. We need to be healthy in these last days that we're living in.
Yes.
We don't want to be
right.
someone that somebody else is going to have to take care of all the time. And, you know, we have to be really healthy in these days that we are living
Were you
in.
Shocked that you have that gene?
Not really. I wasn't.
Well, you knew your dad kind of had
My
it.
My grandpa.
And
mm-hmm.
your grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to start with a little bit of news, and then we're going to, Carl, we're going to have you talk more about the book. But I want you to comment on some of the news. I have pads and pads of things God has talked to me about, and then things that are happening in the world. Now, I just got a breaking news that I'm going to read in a minute, Mondo. About an outbreak of a deadly, probably you haven't heard of it, but Marburg virus disease that is 88% fatal. And it's just breaking out right now. But the Bible says there will be diseases from the animals in the last days. Mm-hmm. Death by the animals. Mondo, I wanted to know, you know, I eat eggs every day. I thought eggs were bad for you, bad for your heart and everything. And then I found out that eggs are good for you. And all my doctors, even Dr. Don, tells me to eat eggs. Do you eat eggs?
Oh, yes. We've got chickens.
You have chickens?
Yes. Yeah, we feed them organically so that they're really
good. Do you live in the country?
Them.
I mean, do you have like a piece of land?
I'm outside the city limits. I have some acreage. Yeah.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people in urban areas, even if they have just a little place, are doing this now too, having chickens.
Yeah. And Marcella.
Yes.
You even are going to put chickens in, is that right?
Oh, yes. I want chickens. I want meat chickens. Absolutely.
And you're going to be teaching how to put your above gardens in at the new...
Yes, on our PTL club, we're doing a new segment, which is our lifestyle segment, Grow with Nena in the Garden. And so we're going to be bringing you along as I'm putting in my garden and teaching you the things that I'm learning. And I'll have Janet Crable as well. She'll be partnering with me as well to bring you some gardening tips and tools.
So
to
if,
put
you're
your gardens
in. If they're members of our Melanthales,
that's right.
They can go there and you teach them how to do the above ground?
Yes, the above ground garden.
You're going to take cameras there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've already started filming some episodes just on my camera. It's super just behind the scenes. We'll just set it up there easily.
Now, is this the second year you've had a garden?
Yes, it's my second year of gardening.
Now, last year you put in wood boards aside.
Yes,
you put dirt in.
That's right.
And you're going to tell how to do it. It's simple.
Yeah, I believe that.
But did you have a good farm last year?
I had an amazing, amazing produce that came up, and it was awesome. The harvest was amazing.
You eat it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't think you should plant anything unless you're wanting to eat it, right? It's like, don't let it go to waste.
But you'd be thrilled in the days to come if an EMP bomb hits or whatever goes on, mm-hmm. you'll have... Yes. Food to eat from your backyard.
That's it. And even just practically, inflation, grocery prices that are hitting every single one of us. I know there's so many people
if they do the monthly,
who are wanting to prepare.
If they do the monthly,
yes,
they can automatically...
Yes, they can watch the videos.
They get a code and then go in with...
They can watch all the videos there at PTL Club through our PTL Club membership when you join and become a monthly partner here at the ministry.
Okay, so how do you do that, Nena?
Yeah, when you become a monthly partner here at the Jim Baker Show, that's just for $1 a day to the ministry to help us stay on the air. Then when you go to the website, we will give you access to an online site where you have access to our website, but then there's seminars, conferences, teaching, all the Jim Baker shows. There's behind the scenes where Mondo's taking you in the green room. There's fireside chats with Pastor Jim where you're teaching behind the scenes and headlines that are breaking out in the news.
Absolutely. Listen, all you have to do is get the free app on the phone, on the go, on demand. And it's PTL Network. You can download the app for free. You can watch Life with Lori. You can watch the Jim Baker Show,
Mondo
seminars,
Show.
The Mondo Show. But there's so many different programs on the PTL Network. This is what you can do. You can download the app for free, or you can go to ptlnetwork.com. Better yet, if you own a Roku device, you can download the PTL Network channel on your Roku device, and you can watch the programs there. A lineup of different shows that we offer on the PTL Network, and you're going to find amazing shows with prophetic voices, teaching, preaching, and talk shows. And, you know, you got different styles of program on the PTL Network.
And coming soon will be the Carl Gallup Show.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about
Let's
that.
Do
the voice of the Prophets
Thank
Network.
You. We need your voice.
We need your voice there.
Thank you.
I'm believing God. Nena, some of the new people just on our network, some of them just started this week.
Yes.
Do you know who they are?
Well, you got Brigitte Gabriel is one of the programs that started there. Rod Parsley, Steve Cicalante.
Now, Rod Parsley's on every day.
Every day.
Twice a day, I think.
Twice a day. In the morning and then
Boy,
the
is he a
morning.
Preacher?
Oh, he's a preacher of now.
Yes. And he's on our network.
On the network,
you,
brand
you'll
new.
Get people that you just want to hear on our network.
Amen.
And it's Roku also, and people you don't understand. You get that little app thing or whatever you call that, Roku.
It's a device.
Device. And it's free after that.
Absolutely. Listen, all you have to do is...
And every Christian program probably in the world is on that network.
Thousands and thousands of programs.
All the networks.
Free.
I think CBN's on there. Everybody, yeah. All my friends are on there.
Everybody's there, but I encourage you to go to ptlnetwork.com, go to the channel listings, and it's going to give you how to download the PTL Network app on your phone, on your Roku device, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick. And also, if you're watching the PTL Network on your area, you can watch for the FreeCast, Select TV. Those are cable distributors that are carrying the PTL Network. And if, for example, if you live in Arkansas and Little Rock, you can watch it on Channel 240. So mm-hmm. you want to make sure to go to ptlnetwork.com. Those that have, you know, if you're not able to watch us in your area, I want you to call your cable system and demand that you carry the PTL
Listen,
network.
Listen, it's getting harder and harder to be on television for Jesus. I'm one of the pioneers of Christian television. You don't have to know that, but I've been here for a long time. It was black and white television when I started. But I want to tell you, we want to make it so every prophet can be on our network.
Amen.
And that's what I'm believing for. And Chickalante from Australia, his new show is on our network, doing well. People are watching it.
Yes.
And it's the place to go. God told me to build a network for the prophets, the known and the unknown prophets.
Amen.
Well, let's get into the news. On his program last week, I think it was Tucker said, in one fire, I think it was, there was 100,000 chickens destroyed. Mm. If you were China or any enemy, how would you want to destroy America? EMP bomb and our food supply. You can't live without food. And eggs are now, in some states, $10 a dozen.
The inflation and everything that we're seeing take place, just this morning, the numbers came out, 70.1% is the cost of eggs right now. Now, you talk about the killing of the chickens. This is the headline from PBS. Bird flu outbreak prompts slaughter of 1.8 million chickens in Nebraska. Let me read you what it says inside of the story.
The bird flu was that?
Yes.
Watch this. Nebraska agriculture officials say another 1.8 million chickens must be killed after bird flu was found on a farm in the latest sign that the outbreak that has already prompted the slaughter of more than 50 million birds nationwide. That's one story. There's another story that it's even more shocking. Bird flu has taken out millions of chickens and turkeys. What that means for humans. This is what it means. Bird flu may mutate to kill more than 50% of humans who catch it as a result of unprecedented outbreaks sweeping mammals, experts fear.
Do you remember I warned about bird flu years ago?
I got a video that I want to show you because in 2016, Rick Joyner, Zach Drew, and you were discussing bird flu will cost you money. Can we show that?
Yes, roll it.
Watch this.
I mean, bird flu's back on the radar screen. Yeah. I told you it's coming.
Right.
I don't care if it goes away for a while. It will come.
Right.
Was it 45 million turkeys and chickens have
Yeah, people don't. That, it's not in the news. The people don't put it out in the news. The chickens are being slaughtered by the millions, And now they're saying it could come back, isn't it, this fall?
Yeah, it's really serious. It is mutating. But here's the thing people don't think about. You know, it won't just kill our turkeys and chickens.
No.
If it sweeps the land, it's going to kill all birds.
This bird flu, it's killing the birds. at record rate. But the more so, the government is killing the birds.
That's
because
right.
millions and millions and millions of chickens.
That's right, and turkeys.
How high price has eggs become in the last few hours?
Well, for example, if you buy just eggs in the carton in different areas, they've risen 17% in just the eggs. But this is the interesting thing. With all the products that have eggs in them, like mixes and mayonnaise and things like that, it's risen 63%. This article right here came out today. It's from the Washington Post, and it says this: how the worst avian flu outbreak in U.S. history is costing you money. The outbreak of avian flu that some experts are calling the worst in U.S. history has claimed more than 32 million birds in 16 states. And it's beginning to take
How many birds?
32 million. And actually, other sources are saying it's over 33 million at this moment. And it says, and it's beginning to take its toll at the grocery store as well.
You know what's shocking about that? And let's fast forward. That was 2016. Mm-hmm. What number does Zach Drew give? 30-some million. Mm-hmm. Right now, more than 58 million domestic fowl in the U.S. have died or been killed over the past 12 months due to a larger outbreak of that avian flu. Now, listen what Zach said in 2016. At that time, it was the deadliest outbreak in history at that time.
Yes.
Fast forward to where we are right now, the same verbiage. The deadliest outbreak in the country's history, according to the Department of Agriculture.
Mm. Wow.
I don't know if you... I think we need to literally make a list of all the farms, all the fires. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a fire in a chicken and egg farm, a huge fire, which destroyed just the entire laying eggs in the chickens. There was one with 58 million chicken killed, two airplanes, two different times, hit food plants, and they burned up. And the plants, Mondo, are being destroyed by the hundreds all over America. Where are the reporters who investigate these kinds of things? Are we the only ones that are noticing this?
We and you watching. You research, you follow the news. Let me give you another one that they're suppressing in the news cycles. Concerns raised about food supply after livestock died near chemical leak in Ohio, home to 75,000 farms.
Wow.
Wow.
And you wonder why we're in the condition that we are right now. They're not talking about this. This should be one of the biggest stories in America right now. And yet, all you're hearing about is, when is the president going to talk about this balloon? When is the president going to tell us the truth? They don't want to deal with the truth. Yet, 75,000 farms are affected by this leak that happened in Ohio just a few days ago.
Yes.
And in the meantime, Florida is running out of orange juice.
That's right.
Bad.
Because of a plague, because of the weather. Mm-hmm. You're seeing a conversion of events that are hitting our pockets. And just like Zach Drew said on that program, it's costing us a lot of money right now in order to be able to keep groceries in our refrigerators today. These are news that they're not talking about. There's news that are being suppressed. People that try to investigate what's happening get reported, or they don't get permission by their chief editors to be able to talk about this. But thank God for the free writers that are writing about what's going on right now. But yet, when you got 75,000 farms that are affected by this, most of them being cattle. Now, you got to understand, when you look at the news and you just talk about one area that I mentioned was Nebraska, yet in Iowa, you had 15.5 million birds killed Then another one, 6.8 million birds now affected at 13 farms. That's major news that is affecting us, yet everything is being driven. Oh, it's inflation. Oh, Russia did it, and Ukraine did it. No, it's the common sense of what's happening. And yet in 2016, you were bold enough with Rick Joyner and Zach Drew to talk about the avian flu that is killing people right now, meaning in their pockets. Now, the scientists are watching this very closely because if it mutates in people, the chances of you dying is 50%.
Hmm. Wow. Oh.
That's high.
Yeah. Pastor Carl, what do you think about all this?
I think every bit of it points straight to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. We hear in the Word of God about plagues and pestilence. We hear in the Word of God about truth being thrown to the ground. That is, we can't get truth, even in the news. Mm-hmm. We hear in the Word of God about evil being called good, good being called evil, right being called wrong, wrong being called right. We hear all that. We hear about the great falling away. We hear about the tares being pulled from the wheat. We hear about all of these things, all of these. We hear about the rumblings and the risings of the nations.
Yeah.
In the Old Testament, God says, you want to know what I'm doing? Look at the nations. Mm-hmm. He tells that to Israel. Mm-hmm. You want to know? Look at the nations. Why is that? Because there are prophecies given through the prophets by the Holy Spirit about alliances that form to do certain things. God allows, or if he disallows, then he brings about that destruction. But we're watching all of this, and the thing is, we are the first generation to live in the age of instantaneous communication information systems, which makes all of this stuff more pronounced and able to permeate pervasively the entire planet and the powers that be, the information systems, church pulpits, school systems, until people's minds are just completely wrapped around it, and some people begin to just ignore it. People go into depression. People go into being able to just shut it out, and it comes like a flood. Is what the Book of Daniel said. So all of these things, it's a convergence, it's a collision, of the coming storm. And again, that sounds ominous, but the Word of God tells us these things.
Yeah,
out of the mouth of Jesus Himself, He's never kept anything from us, but He's told those of us that belong to Him to have courage, to have faith. Paul finished his life by saying, look, I fought the fight. Right. I finished the race. Yes. I kept the faith.
Yes.
And that was an illustration to the people that he was ministering to of even our days now. Fight the fight, finish the race, keep the faith. And so everything we're talking about is written in the Word of God. All of these things have always existed. Yeah.
There's nothing new under the sun.
The difference is, Israel is back. Yes. Jerusalem is back. Technology is exploding. Now the world communicates 24/7. All the powers that be, even the people that be, even five-year-olds walking around with these things in their hands.
Yeah.
The whole world is communicating at once. Never has there been a generation that has been able to do that, much less do it, and people's lives are wrapped around it. Wrapped up in it totally. Yeah.
Right, because there's so many things happening all at the same time. Yeah.
And that's the key, Lori.
That's it.
That these things happening, and it's like earthquakes are really not a sign of the coming of the Lord, but many earthquakes is the sign. Would you remember that? Keep that in mind.
In conjunction with everything else.
With everything else happening. And earthquakes, and Jesus says it over and over again, great earthquakes. And we just had a great earthquake, Mondo. How many are dead now from that? Do you know?
Over 30,000.
35,000.
Every day and every hour, they keep finding more dead bodies. It'll probably be maybe of 100,000 dead. It's 35,000 that we know of dead is this minute as we're taping this show.
This morning, I saw a headline that said the estimate was 35,000 or more.
I saw this
this morning. Yeah.
It's horrible. And the whole world watches it. I mean, you're seeing it on your screen right now, but we watch those buildings come down. And Turkey, God told me a few years ago, watch Turkey. Turkey has evil plans for its neighbors, but I won't get into that.
Let me add
something to what you just said. You're absolutely right. I point this out all the time when I teach the book of Revelation to people. John was on the island of Patmos, just outside of Ephesus, just across the the out into the Mediterranean, straight out, mm-hmm. is the island of Patmos when he receives the revelation. Now, that book would eventually go to the whole Roman Empire, to all the churches, and now to the whole world, of mm-hmm. course. Mm-hmm. But it was about the last days, about the end times. When those seals were being opened by Jesus, he was taking us, he was taking John into the last days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not over the next 2,000 years mm-hmm. and showing you every little thing. No, he took him right into our time, basically.
Exactly.
Wow.
He took him right into our time. But here's the thing. Who was the book given to first? The seven churches in Asia Minor, which is now modern-day Turkey.
Yeah.
The last book about the last days and the last things was given to Turkey.
Wow.
God wants us to keep our eyes on Turkey as an example of things that are happening in the last days. Now, we've got Recep Erdogan, the president, who's made it known many, many times over the years that he really desires for Turkey to be the chief head of the Islamic caliphate of the world. So you've got that.
Right.
And Turkey is now aligned with Russia and China and all that, and you've got that. And Ezekiel 38 talks about Turkey and Beth Togarmah and the various tribes that belong to it.
And they're not friends with Israel.
They're not friends with Israel. Russia is not friends with Israel.
No.
I know Israel tries to be, and Russia acts like they are, but they are not. Mm-mm. And China is not friends with Israel. North Korea is not friends with Israel. We are friends with Israel.
Yes.
So there's all of that. So the point is, the last book about the last days and about the last things were written to seven. The number seven means completion and perfection.
Yes.
Churches that were real churches in real time in what's now Turkey, but the book is about the last days.
Yes.
And now there's a Turkey sitting over there with all of these connections to last days prophet. And don't forget, Turkey is where Noah's Ark landed on Mount Ararat and the whole thing started over.
Yes.
Don't forget that.
That's
forget
right.
that Turkey is the headwaters of the Euphrates River that runs down, and the prophecies about the Euphrates in the last days and the armies that are going to gather there, it's all about not all about Turkey, but it's all about looking. You want to know what's happening? Watch the nations. Which nations, Lord? We don't know. Yeah, you do. It's right here in the book.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, just go to the last book and see who it's written to. Mm-hmm. That'll give you a huge hint what to be looking for. And so today, we're living in a huge earthquake in southeastern Turkey, straight across from the seven churches that were on the western side in a circle. If you draw a circle around them, they're mm-hmm. not in a circle, but mm-hmm. you draw a circle around them in a cluster, and the earthquake epicenter is a cluster, by the way, right around Tarsus.
Right
Saul of Tarsus. Right, a biblical, but the epicenter was right in that area. 35,000 people dead so far, and maybe more. I pray not. Our church, in our last worship service, right when all this happened, we just stopped in the middle of the worship and just prayed for about 10 minutes over the people of Turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care what religion they are or anything.
Right.
We just, they're people. Yeah. They're moms
That's
and
right.
dads. They're children. They've got grandchildren. They've got families. They're devastated. And there are a lot of believers in Turkey, too.
Yes, there
A
are.
Lot of born-again believers.
Already.
I called our contact in Israel, Rabbi Zev Peretz,
yeah,
who's
born and
raised
here
and lives there.
Yes.
He said they did not feel any of it. But they're just south of Lebanon and Syria and Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, even now in Syria. And so see, this is what we're talking about. People in the audience are saying 38,000,
right.
maybe 50,000.
Right.
But this morning, you and I both saw the same headline.
It
went from 30,000 to this morning, it was 35. Now we're hearing from people in the audience live that it's 38. It might be 50.
It's 50 maybe.
Yeah. So this is, and where is it? Turkey.
Mm.
Wow.
Where were the seven churches? Turkey. Where was the book about the last things written? To Turkey. What does God tell us if we want to know the times? Part of the formula of knowing the times? Watch the nations.
God spoke to me when I named 31 things a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
One of them was watch Turkey. I didn't know.
I've heard you say that
before. I had no idea why.
Yep.
And I know now.
I've heard you say that before right here over the years.
You know, if God gives you a word, sometimes it doesn't happen right away.
Right.
So
right.
hold on to that word. I know this is going to sound silly. Are your chickens doing okay?
My chickens are fine. Thank you for asking.
No, that's a silly thing.
Did you call my family my little chicks? Or no, you meant no, my real
no.
chickens?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. What, my family's doing well,
I want
well
to ask you one more question about your chickens. Why did you start raising chickens in your yard?
Listen, I've been around farms and animals all my life. I worked on a dairy farm when I was a kid up in Michigan for several years. And so, I just like chickens eggs.
But you're not a prepper then. You just have chickens because you like them.
I think if you have chickens because you like them and you take it, that's a prepper. Noah was a prepper. Joseph right. was a prepper. I don't mind people calling me a
those
prepper.
Those chickens can be laying golden eggs because they're going to cost more than gold pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
The way they're going.
Yeah. But there's
another news story about chickens that I just have to say because it's crazy, but it's news that nobody else wants to tell you. But Jim Baker will. Chickens across America have stopped laying eggs, Mondo. You heard this one. And did you hear this story, Mondo?
Absolutely. I think this is wild because when the chickens are stressed, you're not going to have any eggs. You know, so there's a lot of components that go into a chicken making sure that they're doing their job. Yet when the animals and birds are stressed, you see a different side of them. And so this is all playing out into the same realm of not having enough eggs. Now, when you put it into perspective, eggs are almost in every ingredient that we do and we
That's
intake
right.
in food, cakes and
pancakes
and everything.
Every breakfast.
Mayonnaise.
Every breakfast has egg.
Absolutely.
A lot of sauces. And
you know, I went to a restaurant when we were in Dallas, and it was called the Egg Farm. And the manager said there that they are struggling to stay open.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A cafe that depends on eggs, a cafe that is named after eggs, yet they're having a very difficult time keeping stock of the eggs. And when you have, you know, the chickens being stressed out and they're not able to lay, that becomes a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted people to know this is just one of the things. Famine is a sign of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's famine in the world. And he said there'll be famines and great earthquakes. We just talk about great earthquakes. There's so many earthquakes, we can't even bring them all to you on the air.
And often the famines are caused by plague and pestilence.
Exactly.
That's right.
All tied together.
And at the same point, he's saying epidemics. Just before all of this, he said, Jesus is going to return.
Yeah.
He's showing us these signs, so I want you to be aware of it. Now, lack of food. The United States is planning to tax beef. This is what I've been reading. So much that we'll have to stop eating it. They want us to have manufactured food now.
Right.
And worms and bugs and crickets and stuff like that to eat. And so all of these that Jesus said, we're living in them.
And we're the first generation. Watch this. There have been countries and locations where all these things have always happened. But for the whole globe to be experiencing at one degree or another the same thing.
That's right.
And not only that, but the covering over it is disinformation.
And our leaders are doing stupid things.
All over the world, the same thing.
To stop food.
Yeah.
They're taking fertilizers away that are much necessary. And the food all over the world, the crops are not growing as much because they don't put fertilizer on.
Yes, Pastor Carl.
But remember this, and this is a good positive word, but it means that you have to really be real in your faith, okay? Because not everybody that just says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
That's out of the mouth of Jesus, Matthew chapter 7. But
says.
In Luke 17, Jesus also said, the days of the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah.
Yes. Right.
Just like the days of Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right. That's right.
Now, we can go into all the details of what that means, but the thing I want to focus on right now with our discussion, our present discussion, is that look at those days in the Bible. Noah and his family, Lot and his family, mm-hmm. were living in the worst days that those civilizations had ever seen, mm-hmm. under the greatest tribulation those civilizations had ever seen, right up until the flood came and the fire from heaven came. In other words, right up until God's intervention. But at the same time, God took Noah up in the ark and his family, took Lot and his family out by angels that got them out.
Yes.
So, but the thing is, those families, they hated what they saw, and it broke their hearts, but God provided for their every need in the midst of it, and then took them out at just the right time.
Jesus said that those two things you just mentioned, Jesus mentions in the Bible together.
Together.
And that he said, just like when I come back, will be just like those 2 days.
Yeah.
Those are very serious days and very wicked times.
They're huge hints. We're the only generation. How many times have I said this?
Keep saying it.
Yeah, we're the only generation in the history of the planet that has now seen the convergence of the days of Noah and the days of Lot globally.
Oh,
it's
God.
Here.
Yes.
Globally.
Oh,
not
my.
Just in Africa, not just in America, not just in China, not just in the... It's globally. And all of the governments are speaking with one accord. We've just gone through this whole virus outbreak, and the governments with one accord basically said to the churches around the world...
That's right.
Now, I know they also meant, you know, synagogues and mosques and Hindu temples.
Right.
But basically, it was just this 90% emphasis on the churches must close.
The churches
must not sing. The churches must...
And some pastors
you
report
are
in
gonna
jail.
Kill us all. Pastors put in jail. In one northern city, the mayor... threatened, if you open your church or try to stay open, we will bulldoze your church down. That's what they do in China.
Oh.
Yes.
But this is America, First Amendment. They were just saying, to heck with the First Amendment. You're going to kill us all. Well, now we know that wasn't going to happen. It didn't happen, and not because of the churches, but with almost one voice, almost all the nations of the world joined in that, right down to telling us if we could come back to church, when we could come back to church. They were saying, we'll tell you if, when, and how many you can have there, and what you can do and cannot do, and whether or not you can sing your praise song to the Lord. Because if you sing, you'll spread the disease and kill us all. Mm. Truth thrown to the ground.
Yes.
Persecution against
God's people. But liquor stores were open.
Yeah, just the days of Noah. Yeah, the liquor stores, casinos, everything.
Abortion clinics.
Just like the days of Noah.
Abortion clinics.
Just like the days of Lot. And I tell people all the time, think of those words, just like.
I'm reading it right here.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean kind of like, sort of like, similar to, or these are just little illustrations of. No, he says, Jesus said, the coming of the Son of Man, he's talking about himself, will be just like the days of Noah. And just in the overarching umbrella of that, you can get into the details of Sodom and Gomorrah and what was going on there. You can get into the details of the days of Noah, the terrorism and the giants and the demonic incursion and all of that. All of that stuff is beginning to happen.
It is.
But and now all flesh being corrupted in Noah's day, and now animals and humans and cloning and CRISPR-Cas9 and genetic editing.
Right.
I mean, it's here. The globe is all involved. Never has there been a generation but ours like that. But the overarching thing of both of them was, both of those days, he said, but the people will be eating and drinking and given in marriage right up to the time comes. There's nothing sinful about eating or drinking or being given in marriage. Mm-hmm. But the point is, they'll go on with life as though nothing is happening around them.
That's right.
Because they've been desensitized to it.
And that's
with a continual flood of disinformation. That's where we are now.
You said that the storms are coming. I believe, I can hear the thunder of the end times.
I can hear the trumpets blowing, brother.
Yes. It's coming.
Yeah.
And we need to be ready. Now, I want everybody to order this book. I want them to read it. This is from you. This is a very deep book. It has a lot of hidden things.
Yeah, that are only being revealed in our day, either for the first time or now to the whole globe because
it's
of technology.
Really divine revelation, I believe.
It is.
Do you believe that God's word and his creation possesses and eventually reveal hidden knowledge for God's people, especially in these last days?
Yes.
And you reveal that in this book.
Yes, I do. And I just want to say, when you talk about divine revelations, it's not that I'm the only one that knows this. I'm cataloging, putting it in, making contextual biblical sense of it. Mm-hmm. I don't want people thinking, look what I've discovered. Although there are a couple of things in here in the midst of it, I called my friend in Israel, Zev Parat, and we were looking at scriptures together. He reads Hebrew, speaks Hebrew, studies Hebrew. He was
He's been on our show.
Yeah,
he's been right here.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's he's looking at stuff and he's going, oh my gosh, Carl, look at this verse. Look what's there. Amen. And I'm looking at it with him, 8 hours time zone difference. And I said, oh my word, this is uncanny. Because I had already showed him some things I had discovered there, and then his eyes discovered. So it doesn't matter who found what first. The bottom line is we're putting stuff in here that is uncanny, that is supernatural, that's divine, that's powerful. Amen. And it's that also is a prophetic sign of the last days.
Yes. Yes.
Because God says 24 places at least I've got in this book. Mm-hmm. I take several chapters and give you the scriptures where God says, I'm going to show you things that you've never seen before. I'm going to show you mysteries. I'm going to unfold them when it's time. Mm-hmm. The generation that will see this will know that I am on my throne. I have done this 24 times.
Wow.
And so that's what this book is about. Mm-hmm. It's time. It's time. And now yes. we have the 24/7 information systems to communicate
yeah.
it to the world.
Order it now, please.
Amen.
I want
wow.
you to read it. Tomorrow's broadcast. I don't usually have guests for 3 days, but I... Could
Thank
you stay one more day
Thank
and shake
you.
My
I
hand?
I would. I'd love to.
Because I want to go. You got hidden things
yeah,
in the Old Testament, New Testament. I want to go into those on tomorrow's broadcast.
Yeah. Thank you.
We appreciate you being here.
Oh, it's my honor.
Appreciate
Thank
you coming.
I'm always shocked every time y'all call.
Oh.
Every time I'm here, I always think, well, that's my last time, I'm sure. Especially the looks Mondo gives me.
Well, I honor you as one of the great, great voices in the world today.
Absolutely.
I really do. And I mean that.
Yes.
And I know in your book, you dedicate several chapters of your book to looking at the Hebrew language, both ancient and modern.
Yes, that's very important.
And you tell why believers should know those hidden messages and meetings. In the Hebrew. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay?
I look forward to that.
Get ready
very
for that.
Important.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start there tomorrow. And I want everybody to get prepared. This is, what is the first alert? Red alert? What's the biggest alert, Mondo?
Yeah, red alert.
Red alert?
That's what I would think. Yeah.
It's as big as it can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's opened up. The full alert. Get ready. Have your home ready. We're going to teach you in the next few weeks things that you may think are a little bit silly. But I told you the other day, we're building building outhouses here next to this big building, because the biggest killer when you have an EMP bomb is your waste.
And then dysentery that can
dysentery,
come from
the
it.
Diseases that come from it.
Yep.
So we have to go back to what our grandparents had. The church I went to when I was a little boy, my grandfather and all the men at the church built that church. They built an outhouse. Mm-hmm. It was super. Mm-hmm. It was a three-holer.
Wow. That's really advanced.
That's advanced.
Modern,
that was modern for that day. And we even had a Sears and Roebuck catalog.
And boy. Okay.
And I won't tell you what we used it for, but it was there.
Boy.
Yes.
I hope we never have to do that again, but...
Save your magazine.
So if you want to do what Lori does, store up some toilet paper. Because it's going to be one of the first things to go.
Even when COVID first broke out, people were rioting in stores
Over.
To get the last roll of toilet paper.
It's the truth.
The king is coming,
crazy.
People.
I'd rather have a case
and
of eggs.
I want to be ready. I want the church to be ready.
Yes.
I want Morningside to be a city of refuge.
Amen,
Amen Mondo?
Amen.
What's the name we call it?
Goshen.
Goshen.
The city of Goshen. Do you know what a Goshen is?
Oh, yeah. The Bible says that when God was pouring out his tribulation on the Egyptians, it said, but none of the harm came to God's people living in the land of
Thank
Goshen.
You,
That's
Lord.
Just like Noah and Lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Living in the midst of it, but God's
right.
real people.
Well, I want to be in the land
and
of
that's
Goshen.
And Genesis 45:10. You can go there and study it out for yourself.
But be sure to be ready. Be sure to get ready to plant a garden this year. Mm-hmm. Figure out how to do it. You can watch online with Nana and teach, learn
on
how to
PTL
learn.
Club.
You can do, you don't even, do you cut the grass out or you just put your grass?
No, you just, it's called no dig gardening.
No
so
dig
you will
gardening.
Teach you all about it.
And,
yes.
And a lot of people dig up their lawns and all,
that's
and that,
right.
they, you say that's not good, really good.
No, we don't till, no tilling.
And
Janet
she'll tell you, how to,
me that.
You get, how to get the simple, the
So we're going to teach you all of that. Yes. We only have a few minutes left, but Jim, you know, most importantly, people need to have their hearts ready. They must know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. I mean, for real, know Him. Yes. And ask Him into your heart. Maybe it's just time to rededicate your life to the Lord. Yeah. That's the most important thing. You need to have a sound mind. This is, with all this craziness going on, with all of everything happening all at once, and as Pastor Carl keeps saying to us, and thank you, because, you know, repetition is the mother of all knowledge. It keeps saying it, that we are the first generation.
In history,
to see this conversion,
yeah.
And it's happening right now. So first of all, make sure that Jesus is living in
every day. Talk to God.
Yes, that you're born again, that you know Him.
Yes,
and also, of course, be physical. You know, but you have to have a sound mind too. Yeah. You have to be sound in everything
too. And
if
when you're prepared. You can rest.
That's it.
And then you prepare physically. Yes.
My kids always tell me, they said, you know, we're so happy that you've taught us to prepare, because we're at peace. We're at peace about these things. We know we're ready no matter what comes. So these are going out right now. We're still having them manufactured. And these are amazing.
The 60-meal food bucket.
It's last 30-year shelf life.
13 varieties.
That's the big thing.
Yes, and there's 200 servings of food in the 60-meal bucket. There's the pancakes, the black bean burger. You have the oatmeal. There's 13 different varieties included in this offer, and that's for a donation of $225. Shipping and handling is also included in that offer. You can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. Or remember to also go to the website, jimbakershow.com. You can also do your giving there as well. And I would encourage you to go to the website, because on the website, you can see all the different categories with the Seychelles water, the food, the preparedness, the health and wellness. There's so many different categories.
Yes, the line and the generators.
If you're ever going to do it, you got to do it now.
Yeah, and that price.
It'd be too late.
Yeah. That price
and
is like less
even,
than $4.
You didn't mention, did you say spaghetti marinara?
Yeah,
one of my favorites.
That's favorite.
Is in this bucket. So you can live when others are starving. It's going to be hard, because you'll have food and others won't.
Yeah.
But I want you to be alive so you can help preach the gospel to everybody.
Yes.
We have to go. Carl Gallups will be back with us with part three of his special message.
I look forward to it.
Remember that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.